Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. And for those of you that have been listening to the Filipino American National News the last couple of weeks, we've been playing some of our favorite interviews through the year of 2025. We played our interview with first-time author of House of Monstrous Women, Daphne Fama, along with playing our two-part interview with Filipino-American actor Derek Bosco. On today's show, we will have some news from the Minnesota State Fair that recently concluded here in the state of Minnesota, along with the rise of a Filipina tennis player, Alex Ayala, along with a plethora of community announcements as well. In terms of something that happened in the Filipino American community here in Minnesota recently, beloved Filipino priest Father Vic Valencia recently passed away while on a medical mission in the Philippines. He was a priest at St. Jerome's Church in, I believe, Maplewood, Minnesota. And he was someone that many people here in Minnesota turned to in regards to their needs in terms of their faith. He was the priest who gave my dad, I guess, his last rites before my father passed away 18 years ago. My father was at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And actually, Father Vic went up there twice. One time where my father thought he was ready to pass away and wasn't quite ready to do so. And Father Vic still made his way back to Rochester to do that for my father. And he's someone that you always saw around town, even when his home parish was in Jordan, Minnesota. And this Saturday, September the 13th, at St. Jerome Church in Maplewood, Minnesota, there will be a mass for Father Vic that will be taking place. For those of you out there that are looking to pay your respects to Father Vic, as we stated, he is somebody that was truly beloved by the Filipino American community here in Minnesota for all the things that he was able to do in terms of the Filipino Catholic community here. And so we extend our condolences to his family and to the parishioners at St. Jerome's Church, along with the people that would attend the, I believe, monthly Filipino mass that generally took place. I believe that would take place at Guardian Angels Church in Oakdale, Minnesota. In regards to some other community announcements that are taking place here in Minnesota, this past Friday, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans had the election of their officers for the 2025 through 26 term. Congratulations go out to President Tony Winnick, Vice President Tonette Burkhart, Secretary Guillen Paz, Treasurer Lauren Halfley, Auditor Lyra Hernandez, Public Relations Officer Jacinta Rivera, elected board members Therese Peterson, Benji Mahibag, Jody Westerberg, Celia Malsik, and I believe Willen Krenjowski. And then in regards to the CSFA's officers who are completing the second year of their board of directors term, that will be Ligaya, Rowena, Tim, and Vanessa. In regards to some other community announcements that are taking place here in the Filipino American community in Minnesota, also that same day as the Mass for Father Vic, which will be led by the Archbishop, I believe, Hebres. There's an event that will be taking place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, and that is PCM Day, Open House, and Donor Recognition on September the 13th, which is this Saturday, from 12 to 4 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Dodge at 651-260-1072. In regards to other community events that are taking place on Saturday, September the 20th at the Shamrock Golf Course in Corcoran, Minnesota, the Phil Minnesota Association's 31st annual golf tournament will be taking place. I believe the early registration discount fee goes through this Thursday. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 763-323-9919. And in regards to other community events announcements, on September the 26th, which is a Friday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Philippine Center of Minnesota's annual coffee house show will be taking place. For more information in regards to that event, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7932. And our last community announcement here is taking place on Saturday, October the 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. There is a fundraiser which is presented by Sounds Possible Productions, which features Giselle, which will also be performing along with her Danielson Ducat, Robert Mariano, Dr. Ed Santos, Anna Brown, and Elion Yang. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Liv at 612-812-0092. And that is it in regards to some community announcements. And for those who wanted some more detailed information in regards to that Memorial Mass for Father Vic Valencia, that will be taking place once again on Saturday, September the 3rd at 10 a.m. at the St. Jerome's Catholic Church at 380 East Roselawn in Maplewood, Minnesota. And Archbishop Hebda will be presiding over that Mass. But from right now, we're going to play a reggae Tagalog song, and the name of this song is entitled Sipag at Taiga.
Yangan, Mr. Lumalaban. Di
yut sa umaga, pawisa no o di alintana. Pangarap at taas, di bumabagsak, laban lang lagi, di pwedeng lumagpak. Sipag at syaga, yan ang dala, bawat habang may pag-asa. Sipag at syaga, di susuko, bukas ay gaganda. Sigurado, kahit mahirap, tuloy pa rin. Daan ay liko-liko, pero tatahakin. Walang imposible sa pusong matibay. Tuloy sa pangarap, huwag kang bibigay. Mahirap, tuloy pa rin. Daan ay liko-liko, pero tatahakin. Walang imposible sa pusong matibay. Tuloy sa pangarap, huwag kang bibigay. Damhin mo, sipag at yaga, yan ang dala, bawat hakbang may pag-asa. Sipag at yaga, di susuko, bukas ay gaganda. Sigurado, bukas ay gaganda. Huwag kang magpatalo, araw mo'y darating, sigaw mong todo. Damdamin mo, huwag mong pigilin, sa bawat kanta, puso'y damhin. Niti lang. Sipag at tiyaga, yan ang dala. Hakbang may pag-asa, sipag at tiyaga, di susuko, bukas ay gaganda. Sigurado, bukas ay gaganda.
And that was Sipag at Tiyaga. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul. We can also be heard online at KFEI.org and by searching the Filipino American National News. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And you can also find us via Google Play and the Apple Store by searching the KFEI app. And you can also find our presence on Instagram by searching the Filipino American National News there, and also on Facebook as well, where you can see some of our most recent interviews that have been taking place via Zoom, via on location, with the likes of, as we've stated earlier on the show, author Daphne Fama, actor Derek Bosco, actor Lou Diamond Phillips, to name a few of some of the people that we've recently interviewed here on the Filipino American National News. It was quite a busy week, the last couple weeks, if you were looking to do anything remotely in regards to things that had a Filipino connection. If you made your way to Grant Casino Hinckley last Thursday, September the 4th, the Black Eyed Peas were performing there. And I believe they were just recently in the Philippines the week before, performing in Manila. And I believe this past Saturday was the 30th anniversary of the first ever airing of Monday Night Nitro of World Class Championship Wrestling, otherwise known as WCW, and Filipina American wrestler Shotzi Blackheart was one of the main event wrestling performers that fought there this past Saturday. And if you're able to enjoy the Minnesota State Fair, there was some Filipino food within the fairgrounds over those 12 days of the Minnesota State Fair. It was a business by the name of Lumpia City, and there was an article about Lumpia City from the St. Cloud Times, the sctimes.com. From cheese curds to tacos to shrimp and pork toast on a stick, the Minnesota State Fair can be a great spot to try multicultural fusion foods. This year's Wisconsin-based city known as, this year's Wisconsin-based Lumpia City, known for its fusion and traditional Filipino food with American flavors, also made its debut at the fair. Lumpia City started in San Diego in 2015 when Alexa Reyes and her wife Samantha Klemanski started creating fusion-style lumpia and selling it at a local farmer's market. I thought I was able to have more access to this story, but as we all know, with a lot of newspaper stories, you might be able to read a little bit about of it in the first initial looking of the article. And then you go back a second time and it limits the amount of what you can read of the story. Oh, well, let's see if I'm able to access it more. Let's see. When Alexa was describing Lumpia to me and her family would do fusion recipes just for fun for me, having me being from Wisconsin, I asked, "Have you ever put mac and cheese inside one of these?" And she said, "Why would I ever do that?" Samantha said. When the couple moved to Milwaukee in 2017, they especially noticed a lack of Filipino food in the Midwest and wanted to find a way to introduce it to people. They decided that combining the traditional lumpia with familiar flavors like pizza, Philly cheesesteak, and mac and cheese could help introduce Filipino cuisine to the region, to the kind of introduce people to it by its familiar flavors in lumpia has been really cool, and then makes it them want to try traditional flavors, Reyes said. At the fair, Lumpia City is serving two kinds of lumpia: the popular spring rolls filled with sweet or savory ingredients. Fairgoers can try the ube banana French toast lumpia, inspired by the unique ube and banana flavor combinations the couple tried while eloping in Hawaii. Those looking for a savory option can order the sausage and pepperoni pizza lumpia, which includes hand-pulled sausage, pepperoni, pizza sauce, and herbs and mozzarella cheese. Lumpia City operates a storefront at the Waterford, Wisconsin, and its products can be found in over 60 retailers across Wisconsin, Illinois. Soon, it will be also in Minnesota's festival food locations. The business also ships across 48 continuous states. Outside of the fair, it often offers items like Korean beef, dirty chai cinnamon rolls, and elote lumpia, as well as its more traditional Shanghai lumpia with ground pork, vegetable, and soy sauce. "It's special to share something that is from my culture," Reyes said. Though it is the first year at the Minnesota State Fair, Samantha and Reyes have taken the Lumpia City to other state fairs for the past 3 years. This year, they also sold at the Wisconsin State Fair, where they won the first place in its Sporkies and Drinkies competition. And the Minnesota State Fair first discovered their business, invited them to come to the fair. Samantha and Reyes said that they were excited to be invited to such a major event where they get to work with the tight-knit team to interact with customers face-to-face. When we're doing stuff in the grocery stores, we don't know who's buying it, but when you can see people's reaction right in front of you, it makes you feel good, Samantha said. After 10 years in the business, her and Reyes said that they have been looking back on the path that led to the Minnesota State Fair and are happy they took a chance on creating a small business. Anyone thinking about starting their own restaurant should try it and see what happens, Samantha said. With the right passion and determination, she said, people can make space for themselves in the industry. I think it's the best path. Part of owning a business is there's a path you can see where you want to go and where you want to build on something, she said. We're both climbers. And for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is a duet by Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga, and it's their song, Die With a Smile.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'm gonna love you every night.
again, that was Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga with Die With a Smile. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News, but we want to acknowledge what a great past couple weeks it has been for Filipina-born 20-year-old tennis player Alex Ayala, who became the first Filipino-born player to win a tennis match at the U.S. Open, where she won her first round match there in Queens, New York, during the U.S. Open. And she was able to have the success after that and winning her first WTA title at the Guadalajara 125 Open this past weekend. So what a great couple of weeks it has been for Filipina tennis player Alex Ayala. But for right now, we're going to play our final song of the evening. It is from the group SB19, and the name of this song is Gento. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
I get some no later. I woke up and baked dead potato. Got caught to shake me for major, but I stay me, not mediocre.
Look up and tell me what you see, a Gucci. But the real question is, it's really me. A movie's definitely not my reality. Cause you see, model me ill.
Gadiri. Yeah, I'm gonna see you later. Fucking up a school shower. Bawal bitaw ko mismo, eto kaya mo.
Basta makakakita ng
Gento. 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 Di ko basta-basta makakakita ng Gento.
Di ko na kailangan lumunok ng bato. Hindi maladana to. Makina ko, tanging mekaniko. Ayako, lana money ko. Sa daming pinagdaanan, nagpatong ng istoriko. Soso mga chismoso, likat po manik na rito. Hindi mo talaga madali.